Sure, I am in Suvos, Dalinism, and Hitoshi Membeis, March 28, 1981, Sunday.
Now I want to go over it again. I'm going to extend the business. Now, the business read as the kasha. If you in the same kasha as the thesis are, when the business read injects a new point into the kasha, thesis as the kasha, we are. Now, why does the Gemara say? Now, here the Gemara says that according to Rav Nachman and to Rav Eichen, so Boi Shemo is Rav Boi Yoni. No, according to here the Gemara says, according to Rav Yud and Rav Un, so Boi Yishenu is Boi Yoni, and they are in Sheshna Pasapo. So Rav Yud says, and the Mishnah of Sheshna Pasapo means to go to Tzidon. So Mishal and Chotzim Ezek report, is the Dia Ezek with Lach. In other words, it's Chetri. So Zud is Vesuch, so no more than the Tzidon Chetri. Aber Chachomim Ezek, in Ezek, over the beginning, Habits the Khadir of Rai, why is it called Dor Levin? So the Gemara says, in the first portion, it's called Dor Levin means that you need to give a Bor in Magic in Hashem. So Rav Yud said, but need to give a Bor in Magic in Hashem, or so according to Rav Yud, we should say Bor in Hashem of Bor in Odi. So why does he say, according to Chachomim? So they say, Habits the Khadir of Rai, and then he says, we cannot say, that the reason why Rav Yehuda says Bor Hashem Bor Odi because Rav Yehuda passed it like Sukkah. So Tesis mentions Raya, the people calling Al-Yehuda Rabbonon, who say Al-Yehuda Rabbonon, so still, but in case of Bor Hashem, so is Bor Odi. And here Rav Yehuda says, Al-Chachonim Engel, Zek Al-Wadi Bilim, Al-Yehuda Rabbonon, and Zek Al-Wadi Bilim implies, is Marvel, even music of the Bor Hashem Hashem. So if you give a boy magic mishemo, so it's boy mishemo, so we should say boy. So Tesis mentions the cloud. Tesis mentions a very important result that when does Rav Yehuda say boy mishemo boy odi? If the boy is paying, the mishemo is gavua. If the boy is paying, the mishemo is gavua. In other words, if the boy is paying, boy knows that in case it's alive. So then the other fellow will be back in the shikre. And still he says, Bori, so then, Bori Nishan Bori. But if the situation is such that the one who says Bori knows that even if it's alive, the other fellow is not back in the shikre, so then, the people is made that to Labori. So the mayor indicates of when we be on Kabbalah in the day up. Ruben says to Shimon, I lent you $100, and Shimon says in the day. So Ruben knows that in case he's lying, so Shimon will be Makibishim. Because the average person remembers whether he borrowed or didn't buy. So he, assuming that it's not true, that Ruben never lent the $100 to Shimon, and still Ruben says, one of the other. So Ruben knows that Shimon will recognize him as a liar. And still, he's staying in the time is boring, so that time is a short time. Because a person is not disposed to be taken in time that the other Balzobo will be Maka Beshikha. So if he's staying, and the other Balzobo doesn't even contradict him, he says, yeah, so anyway, we believe him on this time. Mashiach in the games of Nizikim Abori and Mazikim Hashemo, Sheer Shenoka Kazako, Sheer Shenoka Kazako, the Nizik wasn't standing there on the Sheer Bo of the Po. So, anyway, so it's very likely that the reason as to why the Nizik has the courage to say Bori because he knows that the Mazik will not be able to be Makar Shikre. To a matter of the shikre, so the melee. So in such a case, it's a boy gawa. If it's a boy gawa, so then Rav Yehuda is made a club boy.
This is what it is. Now, the thesis read as the same cache, but he injects another point, and that we didn't discuss by the way because it was late, so I didn't have the time to discuss. He says, his cache is here. Tetz's cache is directed against Abiyude himself, because Abiyude owns Bolo Hashem or Bolo Odi, and over there Abiyude says, that after you visit him a boy, you must give a shema, or you still say, I'm going to have another right. But the thesis means, doesn't direct the cash against Abiyude. He directs the cash against the demon, against Rabbi Gamliya. So he says, because here Rabbi Gamliya says, that Bori Odi, why Bori? And the demon says, that Rabbi Gamliya is being called in the Rav Nachman in the Vich. Why? Because Rav Nachman says, that love boy of me, where there is no chazoke, that is coupled with the Tanis boy. But here, in the case of the woman saying, Misha Rastani Nasti, so the chazoke collaborates at times. She has a chesedabu, that she was in Ksuro when she got married. So the melee, that chesedabu collaborates her time that Misha Rastani Nasti. That we shall stand in us. So Rav Gamliel says that in such a case where the Chazok is this area, the time is going, then Rav Gamliel says, and we pass now from Gamliel, that Bori Hashem is Bori Odi, even now even Rav Nachman and Rav Yechel. And over there, so even Rav Yehuda says, Isaac called on the beginning, So we do not say boy or di. So according to the Chachamim, if the music says, boy, I was standing there, the music says, and I saw that when you shake your bow, my paw, so that was before my paw gave birth to the flower. So the melee, the reason why my blood is dead is a result. That's a result of the going by Yosheya. So still, the Rabbi Yehuda says that according to Chachamim, who say Amin Zimor Chalei Olaraya, so the male, he doesn't have to pay law for the blood because Amin Zimor Chalei Olaraya. But even according to Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda, who say Boy Mishem Olad Boy. But in the case where the Cheskes Abel is Nisayeya, the time is Bori of the Tebeya, so then we say Bori of it. That's what Rav Gamliel says. We pass by Rav Gamliel. So over there too, the Cheskes Abel, the Pore, what's the question? The question is, when did the Pore go, when did the Sheya go the Pore? Did the Sheya go the Pore? After the Pore had given birth to the Pore, so the male, the death of the blood has nothing to do with the going by the Sheira. It's just a miscarriage. That's all. Or the Sheira, before the Pore had given birth to the blood. So the reason is why the blood is dead is because of the going by the Sheira. What does the music say? The music is saying the time is gone. And he says, I was standing there and I saw that your Sheir, he's addressing himself to the Mazik, and he says to the Mazik, I saw with my own eyes that your Sheir God, my Paul, before my Paul gave birth to the blood. Still, Abiyah says, according to Chachamim, Tamiz Chavon Raya, but even Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan should say, in this case, we should pray on it, because the Polo has a Cheskes Aguf of being Mubez. Now the question is, was the behavior of the Polo still Mubez at the time of the going, or at the time of the going she was not in Mubez anymore? Because the Polo had given birth to the blood before the going by Moshe. So there is a Cheskes Aguf that at the time since originally the Polo is Mubez, we have to say that at the time of the going, the Pomo was still Mubez. So in Meleh, the death of the blood is a result of the going by the Sheira. And he's saying the time is going. So it's analogous. to the case of here marriage which has done in an asking. So in such a case, so we should say Goriodi, why does Rabiude say, that according to Chachomim, as we need to give a very much give a shemo, somebody should have a raya? No, he is not only a leader of Yude, who says, by the day I know the sunny, that Goriodi, but even Rav Nachman who says by the day I know the sunny, that love Goriodi, but if there is a chazoke that is misanei at the time is boring, so then, if Rav Nachman says, that's from Gamliel, that we say boron, and here the chazkes agud from Mugeres of the Paul is misanei at the time is boring. Or the reason, just as in the case of he marries Mishra Stanley and Nasty, so Gamliel says that she is Nemeres because the chazkes agud from Suo is misanei. The time is boring of the Yiddishe, who says tennis, that we should have done in us to death this time. Oh, now let's see inside. Ay, Mika, hey, Reposit, Shmuel, how are you going to be real? That's the 12th line from the end of the right hand, the right side column, in this way. Mikach, hey, the first six more words down here, that was called okay, who more people may have to smart. But now the local is just like a born into what it is, you know, where much we all do not call, we see all do not call. Michal Cotinez could go, he never goes back, but we know what you know, 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 what you אַל חכמים אין דער קומט מיט דעם מיט דעם רעגעל וואו ווען מיין אַז איך האב דאָס מיט דעם דאַפ מיט דעם קומט אַלע קעמע שטעל וואו מאס ניש ניק האב דאָס קעמע קעמע האב דאָס קעמע מיין ווי איך קאָר אַ קעס קאָס זיי זענען דאָ ווען דער מודער איז זיי די שאַס די גיך און מאַך דאָס ניק דאָס שיינע ביז די היי דאָס קעמע נעלע קומט מאס איך קעס קעמע מיין סו איז דאָ אַלע געסט די קעמע סו פיל נאר די שטאַן אין נאַס די גיל די ניט פון די ניט האב דאָס קעמע גוטע פון פון דעם מיר דאָס קעס האב דאָס קעמע גוטע און מאַך דאָס קעמע קעס קעס מאָל. In other words, Chazok in Gupe plus Tainis Bore is long enough to be made Simon and Yerama. Because maybe he put a Chazkosi in more verses, he just in Gurg, in Gire, who makes us into the Shere, who has the Rebbe, who makes it into the name of him, who is going to have Chazok in Gupe, for if I'm a mirror, who has a very Gupe, who makes it into the Shere, who is the Namaskis, for if I'm a mirror, who is the Shere, 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 who is the I have you the being saved in memory. My is a cloud of the being that we cannot go in. Then we could apply the mission of Sheshem and Kasapor. The Chachom say, Hamay is Mechabu Yorul Arayu to the case of Shem and Shem. But have you the same, my is a cloud of the being that we really cannot go in. Who has it in the Shem? So we say, Hamay is Mechabu Yorul Arayu. But in that case, we should say, Bore Yodi. Because the Chazor has to tabu. Is Misaleya, the time is Bore Yodi. Bob Odin said, "Point on the movie and the real Bobby in the Shemo, I think what has been put about Kino Ming has smoked. Very calm, I'm going to be sure that the whole 2000 has run a bit of a video of the night, who made it out of the home, the community together has said, 'Can you push me for a smoke?' The game is not very cost. They because of the new was has a pretty good day. The African Ming has a smoke, Hanigabi Gabisho, who bowed to go about the Queen of the Indus of the Isha, who stuck sugar all over. ויהו גם מישות תקליף דרס עצמאי, ממה שהוא מחויה, ואין לי בן, הוסום דבר אומר גם לי עולה לי כעסקי החסקוסת, ואף התממן עם לי לבר, כי איך הדהר למי שבד לא מי קורא, ורב יהודה, רב ישוע, רב ישוע אפילו אוכל פה לקראי, ואין לו התממן עם חסקי שמאל, אבל הוכל, אם בקייס, עוד נזק מבורים, אני כן השם, או שעמד יקלו נשחל כמו מנזק נקדו אחרי, ולבור מתקרת לי, שני מהשנה מלאים זה, בחסק הסגור, ולאי צימון ממנו. אבל זה אחי עוד אך שוב יום יורד מסופי, וחידי שאך שוב די צרוך לו, מיד רמרמי לו במסלם שלו מחייבים לו, ואף אגב שיש לו דבי החסוק כניבוטה, אבל אבוי נעמי שמחבר לי על הרעי, ולגוש את משמול הלשמו. So what is it? So how do you explain it? We explain it on the basis of the Shakshi. Now, Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon is saying, you go to Shem Allah for it. And we pass the light of Nachman and Yudhi. So, but that's only in the case of the Yudhi and the Yudhi. But in the case of the Yudhi and Chachichos, so the Gemara will come about the Cheses, then even Rav Nachman and Rav Yechel are made that is high. The Bori Hashem is Bori. If Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000 and you didn't pay the $1,000. And Shimon says, I don't remember when I paid you now. So then, even Rav Nachman and Rav Yechel say, Bori Hashem is Bori. In Yidea Yitratiho is high. In Yidea Yitratiho is Tashmir Rav Nachman Rav Yechel is Bori. In Yidea Yitratiho, so it's high. Now, so there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. Why is in Yidea Yitratiho distinguished from Yidea in Yolisani? So the Taz says, by Yidea Yolisani, there is no Cheskeskiyut. In Yidea Yitratiho, so the way is established. So there is a Cheskeskiyut. The question is, was the Cheskeskiyut Poka or not? So since there is a Taz boy coupled with the Cheskeskiyut, so Melech, so Bori Hashem is Bori. This is how the Taz explained. However, the Shach doesn't explain it on the basis of Cheskeskiyut. But the Shach explained it on the basis of a Sofish Meitzim Rivada. In other words, if he says, so the Vada, there is a Vada that you have. And the question is, whether the Chiyu was Poka or not. So in Sofish Meitzim Rivada, there is not clear whether we apply the concept of Cheskas Chiyu or the concept of in Sofish Meitzim Rivada. Now, so there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz mentions that the reason is why Yudea and Pratichot is distinguished by Yudea and Yishayatku because of Cheskaschim. And the Shach says because of the Sofit Meitzim Rivada. Now, in Sivan Ayin Hei, starts in Siman Ayin Hei, so the Taz says, Mishalti, Mishe Pora Lachaberi, Sach Mois, the Achara Peroyen, Bo Amalde, the Heroi Madbeya, Achas Mizuyetes, Mikeich. So in other words, here we discussing, the Taz discusses the case, Ruben lent Shimon $1,000. And Shimon paid him $1,000. He paid him $1,000. And then he says, Achar Aperoyim Boa Malbe, and the hell in Madbeya Achas Mizuyetes. That one Madbeya was Mizuyetes. The Oma Kibautio Mincho Bukeroy Nechei. Ma'u Nehei Shi Yivei Yivei Ayin Hoiso Madbeya Zu Be'isen Amoyes. How we call on Mizuyetes Mincho. Bishas Aperoyim Bechas Kaschei. The actual idea of the issue is a chiluk bin a dayon. So there was a machlokes between dayon. He says, so some idamun lehem lehem yidei ma mihayo, vinitva vinitva, uk so some idamun lehem yidei ha mihata. So there was a machlokes between dayon. In a certain city, there was a certain yitaro, who may lend Shimon $1,000, and then he paid it. There is no, that's established. It's not contested. Then Reuven came to Shimon and he said, you see, you paid me, but you see this coin is forged. It's fake money. It's not real currency. So then she says, I paid you. I don't know whether I gave you my visa to the office. In other words, he's not the only kind of boy, but it's possible, because after all, he might have received from somebody, you know, my visa to the office, and he gave it to him. I mean, in good faith, he gave it to him. So who made the vow then is the only kind of boy? That she then pays with forged money, my bare eyes. And the layman said, I don't know. So Samayon said, since he paid it, and the question is, did he pay it with genuine money or with forged money, counterfeit money? So the male, it has a deal like in the game is Hayati, and he's put at the bed. He just has to swear that he doesn't know. And somebody only said no. It has to do, it has the same thing as in Yedea, as in Yedea in Pratit. So it's not here. Now, so the machlik is between the layers. Now, I don't want to go over the whole thing, the whole long days, the arguments, but the Taz says, Chume, merely to give a email, that it has the same thing as in Yedea in Anichayetah. That's what the Taz says. There's the less stars in Sinai. Now the Shach, now when the Shach wrote the Shach, he didn't know of the Taz. But the Shach, so in Sinai Reish Lamed Beis, the Taz is at the end of Sinai Hei, in the first Chalifah. The Shach is in the second Chalifah Mishpeh, in Sinai Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Tetzvo. So how does the task pass in that child? That machlut is a dayon. So that it has a deen, like in the Yudim's Hayat, in his body. And the Shach is seen in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Tetzvo. So he said, Posak B'Tshuv Es Rashdan, Chere Gimu, Simen Pei, Bein Shechir Loi Ba'at Kinyen Chifre Tishot Roi, ונוסם לא יעמוד, והכמה יומים רצל הארזו עם המחמות שם מקצוס שם לא יפעילים, והעלות הן לא מלוי ברעות הן שם בשעס פרויים, הוא פוסק ממעלות הן שידע בביר, שממנו לא ככה רואים, והעלות הן בורי לי שנסעת לו יתן לי, מי שבעלו ונפתח, אבל אם תהן אין ידע, that's the case, of the ties, הוא היה את המחלק את הרעיונים, אם הם שולים, אם לא רואים, יסורך וישארי ושח הוא פושט ושח אגרינס וזה פסק בי דרשדה למה הוא יוס תקם בניברס of what the task except the task mentions his aloche at the end of Sinai hey and the Shach mentions this aloche in regard to the same case in Sinai Reish Lamed Beis Sif Tetzvo. But the Shach, the Taz fastens, the Taz shikim, that it has a deen of like in the name is Hayakti, is Potea. And the Shach says it has a deen of an idea in Paratich also is Chai. Now, why is it so? Now, the Taz, in Sinai Hei, so he says, the reason is why an idea in Paratich is distinguished from the idea is Hayakti, because in the case of an idea, in his Hayakti, so there is no Cheskaskil. In the case of Udeya, in Praticho, so there is a Cheskaskil. There is a Cheskaskil. So they are dead the reason as to why the Taz says, in the case where he did pay. But the question is, did he pay him with genuine money, or he paid him with counterfeit money? So the waiver says, the mountain says, that the waiver paid him counterfeit money, a bullet, and the lady says, and the day. So the Taz says that since he did pay, so the Cheskaskil was already installed. The moment he paid. So because usually when payment is made, so there is no payment with the counterfeit money. So in other words, the moment he makes payment, so in other words, the Cheskaskil disappear. The Chesed-Schiyuch disappear. If the Chesed-Schiyuch disappear, so then we say, Amishim Chavei Olaraye. We don't say, Bore Mishem Abolo, because we pass the life, like Chavei Chanein and Chamach. That's why the Taz, Pasnas, Yom, and Zayon, that in this case, where the Baal says, Bore, that it was, the payment was made with counterfeit money. And the way they said it in Yidea, so it has a name, so the Taz Pasnas, that it has a name of a Yidea Mishayat. Now the Shach, it seems, Ein Hei, Sifchot Zion, so he says, the reason is to why in Yidea Pratyoho is distinguished from Yidea Mishayati is not because of Cheskas Chiyu, but because in Sofik Meitzi, Yidivadai, in Sofik Meitzi, Yidivadai, so that means, so since Yidivadai has been established, that the only mother, Yidivadai, had been established. Now the question is, was that paid because there was genuine money, or it was not paid, and he's a sofik, he's staying vada, and it has been established. The chiyuv had been established, and the question is whether that chiyuv was installed or not. So the mayor is saying sofik is in vada. And anyway, this is what the Shach says. Now, then there is another Shach. In Simen Ein Hei, Sif of Zayin, there is another case. And that there is also machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. So you see that they are very consistent. Simen Ein Hei, Chov, Sif of Zayin, in the Shach. So he says it's now. Now, let's go over. Sif Tes, go. In Simen Ein Hei. Mono in Yotro, Shio Visicho, Oy Shiv Kadit in Yotro, Valo Eimer in Yedea, in Yunisani or in Kadit of Yotro, Yiva Hesesh in Yedea or Kot. We go, why? Because we pass for like a Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan, the Bore in Shemolah Bore. But what is in Yishonayim, they mentioned to the sign, the Bore in Bolkan of Hesesh, he is high, even by in Yedea Mishayat. We go, what is it? Yishonayim Mishayat. ואפילו אם תורן תחיל אותה נסגור, אילו חוביות, וכשחביאו נשבע, הסס, חוזר ותורן הוא ידע אם הוא ניסה לי, או אם יפקד אותו עצרי, נשבע הסס, שאני יודע, הוא פות. מול לי להיות חו, שיהיו בשיחו, או שיפקד איתי להיות חו, ועלו אין לי ידע אני, שיהיו ניסה לי, מונו, או שיפקד אותו עצרי, ואני יודע אם נעזרתי לו, אם לא, ישחי בשביל. Why? Because it's Yidei Pratiho. Alright. So, Sifo Zayim, Chayim Vishalim, Mishum, Bechim Yivadai Chayim, Visofim Im Herzelei, Bechayim Gavne, Amrin on Bodim Shalabol. Alright, that doesn't say anything. I mean, that's just restating the Aloha, that by Yidei Pratiho, so Bodim Shalabol is Boyo. So then he said, Vinire da Filosofika Piroin Hu Kedem Aloha. כדי שהוא יורי פיקודם ביודם, ויחה שלבד בפשיעו הילבורי, ונשחי ושלם להם כובזובים, ונפקדים בידי אני שלא יהיה שובר רק חמישים, ועלי ואימר, אין ידיע כמוהו יו, שובר, ואפשר יהיה שובר מיו, ונמצוא שמיו נשחי אפקו כלום, לפשע מיו של ויסן, יוצא ביקוף של גמי הפיקודם, ולאורך החיים הולכים ומשלם לחמישים, ומכל מוקים הרבה החיוב בורי והפרוטוסופי, ובחי גם מבורי משם עבור עודי, בקורד אינסופי, מייצי מלבד החיצור הקד וקייסי, שסים לו שזיה, this kind of a case. In other words, Ruben was mafki כפיקורדן to Shimon. He was a שימחינו, Shimon was a שימחינו, a שימחינו משחי וקשיר. And then, Shimon was very neglectful, and out of negligence, so the pikodin was taken away, kapros, not aveide. Aveide means without shir, but here there was real shir. It got lost out of negligence by the Shimachim. So the Meire, Shimon certainly hired to pay for the Bikkur. So then, after Shimon was negligent in the Bikkur, Shimon lent 100 zoos to the Mach, to Ruf. Shimon is already in the Chuyah to pay for the Bikkur. So let's say, in Nisan, Shimon, Ruben deposited, let's say, a watch with Shimon. Ruben deposited a watch with Shimon. Shimon with the Shimachim. In Nia, so it got lost in the negligence by Shimon. So the man became a Chuyah to pay for the watch. But he didn't pay for the watch yet. He didn't pay for the watch. And but he went in there, in Nia, after he was negligent in the watch. So Ruben came to Shimon and said to Shimon, you know, you lost my watch, I have to buy another watch. So lend me money. So he lent him $100 in India. Then the Aha Shinishai Kubs you. So then Vanik Gedeme Yudean, and then he comes and sees him. Shimon to Ruben and says, it's true that I was negligent in your watch. So the melee, I am going to pay for that watch. But I know that watch was worth only $50. And I lent you $100. So you still have to give me $50. So he's paying it on his boy. That Ruben, the Mavki, owes him Shimon, the Nifke, who is the mountain of Ruben, so $50. And then Ruben says, it's true that you lent me $100, but I'm not so sure that the watch was worth only $50. Maybe it was worth, I have something. As far as I'm concerned, there is a possibility that the watch was worth $100. So you lent me $100, so it cancels out. So I don't owe you anything. So the question is, what is the quality of Indem Sayafti, and Ruben has to pay him $50, and the Ruben doesn't have to pay him anything, he just is Nishbash, he says it's an idea. Or it has a deal of an idea in Praticho, and he has to pay him the $50. So the Shach says, in this case he has to pay. In this case he has to pay. So he says, Mishum, Chayru Shal, Mishum, Chim, Yivada Chayru, Yisofik in Herzalim, Yichay Gavn, Amrin, and Boris, Shem, and Yodim, Vinira, Da Philosophic of the Royal, who came him out way, came Shohoyo, and Tikon, the Yodim, the Akashaneva, the Pshie, Hugo, and his Chayru Shal, and the Kub Zuri, Vanit Katim, and Yediani, Shohoyo, Shomer, and Kamishi, Valeve, Eme, the Zemavki, and Yedea, come on, Yoshova, the Epsha, Shohoyo, Shomer, Mayor, some Mele, they canceled out each other. So we need to say, "Meiru mishayafu lachaklum." If Shamiro shiur disani, yotzu bikuv shalvia pikotin. So the Taz says, in such a case, there is no cheskeschiu. What kind of cheskeschiu is? There is no cheskeschiu because the avoya took place after the negligence. The avoya took place in Iya, in the middle of Iya, and the negligence was at the beginning of Iya. So he already became a chuyev. To pay, the Malveh already became a Chuyev. The question is, how much did he become a Chuyev? Did he become a Chuyev $50? Or did he become a Chuyev $100? But if he became a Chuyev $100, if the watch was worth $100, so there was never a Cheskeschiyu. There was never a Cheskeschiyu. So Memele, the Taz says, in this particular case, it has the din of Nidim Schalashayakti, so he doesn't have to pay at all. He doesn't have to pay at all, Ruben. Ruben the Mavki, the Raven doesn't have to pay at all because there is no Cheskeschiyu. So it may be the same thing as in Yedeya's Chayavti. All he has to do is take his Shvei Seses, that in Yedeya, that in his mind, it might have been worth $100. That's all, it is quota. But the Shach says, no, Afil Hochet, Chayav Aleinu Yishalom Yechamishi, the Mikolo came Havala Achimu Bori, the Apota Sophic, Ubechai Gavne, Bori Shemo Boriot. Why? His Chayim can retard. Because the Shachar Shitose. It's not on the basis of Chateskiyot. If we explain it on the basis of Chateskiyot, here there is certainly no Chateskiyot. It's both Kayeter and Chateskiyot here. The way to grace after the Chiyot for the Pshie. But it's not on the basis of Chateskiyot according to Mishach. According to Tazan, it's Chateskiyot. So in this case, it's Potter who made to pay the $50. But the Kondi Shach is on the basis of insulting Kmeitzi Lidivati. Now, so in Mele, we said, in explaining the case of Sri, what does the case of Sri say here? The case of Sri says here, in this case, his kasha of the case of Sri is, the kasha of the case of Sri is, that in the case of music in a blog, the Mazik in a shep, there is a Cheska Sri of all, the Cheska Sri of all, it's analogous to the case of Misha Vestani and us. And the music is the same time as Bobby, and the Cheskas Mubere, the Cheskas Abu, of the boy, Miss Aria, the time is Bobby, of the music. So we should say Bobby on. Why do we say Amitim Havere? Amitim Havere, all of us. So he says, no. The reason is to why Rabbi Gamliel says, the reason is why Rav Gamliel says that by Mishra Stani will ask you, so she is Nemes, is because here, Yechiyu Betin established Iksumet. He won't Iksumet. He won't be Schayus. The question is, maybe that Chiyu was misstalled as a result of the, of the woman being Mizameh before the Gush, before the Gush. So if we are to explain the Aloha from their Pratiho on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv, so in such a case there is no Cheskas Chiyuv, but the basis is apparently agrees with the Shite of the Shach. What did the Shach say because of that? That even if the Alboye, even if the Chiyuv for the Pshia by the Shemia took place before now, as in that case. So he was Pshia at the beginning of the year, and then he lent him $100 in the middle of it. And then he comes and sees him and he tries to collect the $100, because $50 he tries to collect, because he's taking time his body that the watch was only worth $50. So he became a Chuya $50. Then he lent in the middle of the year $100. So he still has to pay $50. And he says, I don't know, maybe the watch was worth $100. If Rabbi Shmaya is telling you that the watch was worth $100, so then it means that he never became a Chuya. He never became a Chuya. Still the Shach says, in Sofik makes me the Radha, it has the same thing as in Yudea and Pratiko. So here too the same thing. Here too, the same thing. Because if it is, if, because he was mishiring himself. He was mishiring himself. He was mishiring himself with Ksuvah of Masayim Zuz. And the question is, maybe he's not Yehuyah. So Cheskas Chiyuv, if we are going to apply the Lomides of the Tal, there is no Cheskas Chiyuv. Because suppose if Rabbi Shmaya is Galiel, that he was Nizani before the Eveson, so remember there was no Cheskas Chiyuv. There was no Chiyuv. But according to the Shach's law, over there too, if the watch was worth, if the watch was worth $100, so then there was no Cheskas Chiyuv. There was no Cheskas Chiyuv. Still, the Shach says, inasmuch as the Alboye is established, he certainly lent him $100. The question is, maybe it was cancelled out by $100. The worth of the watch. So that's a Sofik. So in Sofik makes him a Radai. So here the same thing. See the same thing. But there are two things that have to be discussed. Number one, it's not much the same as the case of the watch were to be canceled out in case the watch was worth $100. So the $100 payment that was given by Shimon to Reuven was canceled out. He set off against the worth of the watch. Because over there, so whatever the objective facts are, one thing is sure, that when Shimon lent $100 in the middle of the year to Reuven, so he became a chuyev. $100. But if the watch was worth $100, so there are two mutual chayvs. One chayv of $100 from Shimon to Reuven, one chayv of $100 from Reuven to Shimon. So in many ways we say, Chavukha Matatalon, so we can settle one chayv against the other. But even if Rav Ishmael is Ganye, that the watch of Reuven was $100 worth, he still became a chayv of Reuven to Shimon $100. But then, Al Pidin, we can set up this chayv against that chayv. But this is a separate mashmaluki in this game. So if Rav Ishmael is Ganye, that the woman was Mizane before the Kiddushin, so then no chayv was established. So maybe we cannot even apply the halacha of in something missing the valley. Over there, a chayv is the money shall establish. A chayv of $100 under all circumstances, no matter what the facts were. So, but he became the chuyev of $100, Reuven became the chuyev of $100 to Shimon. But if the watch was worth $100, so then there are two chayvs. So you can, one chayv can cancel, is to be set off against the other chayv. But even if the watch was worth $100, so there is still a chayv. So you can say, this is the Baba, that Shimon became indebted in the amount of $100 to Reuven. The question is there another chayv of $100 that will be able to cancel this chayv? That's his topic, so it's not really the matter. But here, we could argue, it's not so precious. Here, if Rav Ishmael is Galia, that this woman was Mizanet, before Kiddushin, she was not a Ksura at the time of the Kiddushin, so no chayv was established. So how can we say something is the matter? How do you know there is a matter? No chayv. So, that's really, it was mentioned to me, I mean, that it's not, it doesn't necessarily follow, but it all depends. What kind of Imekahtoyas is it? If Hanitzi is Apsula, Vinitzi is Bula, what kind of Imekahtoyas is it? Now, I just want to mention a Mishneh, a Shifas of Hashemi in Yevomet that based on the base. Now, the first Mishneh in Yevomet says, Komishos Eloshi Yitzis of Hashemi, in other words, let's say if one of the women, of the wives, is an elf, let's say Reuven and Osha are two brothers. Reuven and Osha are two brothers. Reuven marry Sorak Bas Osha. He's allowed to marry Bas Osha. Sorak Bas Osha. And then he married another woman, Leah. So he was married to two women. One was Sorak Bas Osha, his niece, and the other woman is Leah. So then, Reuven died, and no children. So of course, Sorak Bas Osha cannot be skukal to Osha, father, to an elder. But Leah, the other wife, she's not an elder. So we should say, we should take it to the guy. And Bishamai say, no, no, no. But we still say, there is a special Zazakosu, that an elbow patters the tzor. All right. So patters the tzor. So then the Mishnah says, V'chulon, imesu, oinianu, oinizgarsu, oishinitsu, ironis. So we say in the Torah, suppose when Reuven dies, so then it turns out that Tzorah Basosha was an ironis. So the name of the Kishin was Kishitot. Tzorah Basosha is an ironis, but Leah the other one, the so-called Tzore of Tzorah Basosha is not an ironis. So the name of that means that the Leah, the other wife, is the only wife of Reuven. So the name of she is Kukor. Because if son of Vasosha turns out to be an irony, so it's a Gushitoyas. So this is explained here. The irony is Gushitoyas here. The Lohoiso is a son. We tame it. The Aminon Kotnu Ktano Lechilzi will be Yavin. Ktano Shemakitsa Ironies. Va Maikis Yavin Monashia. We mean Ironies, Shapel Yavin. We mean Ironies, Nami Shore. Lohoiso is a son. So why does the Mishnah say that Kotnu Ktano Lechilzi will be Yavin? The Meya says, how do you say something else because we call this a war? But if we had to look at the Hedges, but if we are to the Hedges, so then the Allah is that Ktano Lechilz in the way Yavin. Why Ktano Shem Kim Tzayim? Shem Kim Tzayim. So then there is no Hedra, so she's an Ishis Ak. So that's why we have the Hedges. Maybe when she grows up, she'll be 18 years old, 20 years old, so it will be determined that she's an Ayurah. So that means she was not Skukal Yidin. If she was not Skukal Yidin, so maybe there's an Ishis Ak, so it's the Diyah Be'alba. So because of that, so Ktano cannot be Miyam, Shemotim Tzayim. So Teisa says the Kashiyah, but see if his Mishnah says that when a woman turns out to be an Ayurah, so his Mishitoyah is, so he can't be Miyak, he can't be Miyam, her no money here. If she's not an Ayurah, so she is an Ishisak. But then she's Kuko. So the Torah is Matya, the Ishisak. And if she is an Ayurah, so his Mishitoyah is, so she's not an Ishisak. So she was never married to the deceased brother. So Ktanoshem Kimtsayon has reference to the case where the deceased brother will marry this woman who is now a Ktano, so he stipulated, he said, now I don't know, maybe you will turn out to be an Iris, but even if you are an Iris at the time of the Bushi, he's coming out before the evening. He doesn't care. Even if she turns out to be an Iris, he still wants to be the Kaddish. So then it's not interesting. That's what I'm about. Rabbi Nachum Mibogile, he says, it's not mashma, that this Mishnah has reference to that case. So he says, that when we say that if a woman turns out to be an Iris, so it's Bishitoyas, that is only if the husband finds out about that. And the husband says, oh, had I known she's an Iris, I certainly wouldn't have married her. But suppose she turns out to be an Iris after his death, so he is not in a position to say, I to be Gali, he's das. And say, I would have married her. It's possible that had he been alive and he had discovered in his lifetime that his wife is an Iris, he would say, all right, an Iris, so it doesn't matter. I want her to be my wife. So in Melee, it's not in the Catholics. So in his Marshal from this state says that it's not that it is contingent upon the question as whether the husband, when he finds out that she's an Ironess, will say, I don't want her to be my wife. So, and if let's say that husband, so So he's the type of a person who would say that he doesn't want her to be his wife if she's a Mayonnaise. So there is Ishtoreth. It's mashma from Rabbi Avraham's parents that if she was found out to be a Mayonnaise after the nisa of the husband, so then it's vadegush, not subject to Ishtoreth. Vadegush. So what is the shita of Rabbi Avraham? In other words, there are two kinds of nekachtoes. There is one kind of nekachtoes whether the person who finds out about it or not, it's a nekachtoes. And it's a kind of a nekachtoes that even when he finds out, he says, I don't care. So it's still a nekachtoes. He doesn't care, so let him make you a kiddush. This is the shita of Amitam in regard to islands. So Amitam shita is, islandness is such a movie that we see the average person doesn't want to be in the Kaddish Islands. So in Melee, if a woman turns out to be an islandess, even if the husband will say, well, it doesn't make any difference to me. I would be in the Kaddish anyway. So it's still Bishop Torres. He wants her to be his wife. So then he has to make you Jewish. This is one kind of Mekhtoyes. And then there is another kind of Mekhtoyes, and that's the case of islandess. Because Rabbi Avraham Mevavura is made there that there are certain kinds of nekachtoes, which is a nekachtoes even if the person, even if the fact is found out, is discovered after the death of God. Because no person will be willing to make a kaddish and isha, had he known this fact. But islandness, according to Rabbi Avraham Mevavura, is not that kind of effect that every person would refuse to marry her. There are certain husbands who would agree to marry the woman even if they knew that she was married. There are certain people that they want to marry a woman even though they know that she is an Arab. So then it's only mekachtoyes if that person is discovered in his lifetime and he says, I'm lucky. But suppose it was not discovered in his lifetime and it is only discovered after his death, so then it's Vishwadai. It's not even Dushisam. Why? Because it's not such a motivating factor that will be the decisive factor in everybody's mind. If it is something that is the decisive, that constitutes the decisive factor in everybody's mind, so then it's Nekachtoyes, even if the Toyes is never discovered by him. Is discovered after his death. Because this is such a decisive significance that no one would agree to be Mikamish the Isha. Had he known that she's an Arab. Mashiach came in God Arnes, the Arab husband, who say, they don't mind marrying an Arab. So even though he didn't spell it out in the time of the Gushi, so it's not in the Kachtoyes, unless he himself finds out of that fact and he says he's lucky. But suppose he never finds out, even though Kachishma is Zaya, she is an Arabess, so then the Gushi remains Mishma. Now, so Rabbi Avraham applies it in regard to Arabess, and Arabess is something that is such a boon that makes him the Gdush Mekhtoyes. Now, Hakim is the Cheskas Psula means his Bula, so we saw that she requires that with the eyes. Even though we passed into the Mekhtoyes, so it's only the Mekhtoyes in regard to the Ksuma. But it's not in the Mekhtoyes in regard to the Gdush. So, since we see that according to Rabbi Avraham, we will give it. So even the Mekhtoyes of Aishim, which makes the whole Gdush into the Mekhtoyes, not just the Ksuma, but the whole Gdush into the Mekhtoyes. So we say that it's only the Mekhtoyes if he discovers it in his mind. But if he doesn't discover it in his lifetime, then it's not the Mekhtoyes. Why? Because there are two types of Mekhtoyes. There is one type of Mekhtoyes that is such a decisive significance that no one would agree to do it. Had he known. So then, if he doesn't discover it, so it's Mekhtoyes. Even if he discovered after his death. And then there is another kind of Mekhtoyes that is not of such decisive significance, of such decisive significance, that no one would agree to bring his or to bring his hierarchy sugo of Masali. But since there are certain people who would agree to bring his hierarchy sugo of Masali, even if they know that she is not Ipsuo, that she was Nansok before the Dikdushi, so maybe if he discovers that she was Nansok before the Dikdushi, and he says he's Maki, then it's in the Kaktoyas in the Gadol Ipsuo. But if he doesn't discover, it's not the Kaktoyas. So maybe if we'll say that the Shita of the Tisa Sleep is that the Kaktoyas of kings of the Haskasura and Mitzvah's Bulo is like the Mekartoyes in the Gat of Rishi according to Rabbi Navon, where it's only becomes the Mekartoyes if he discovers it in his Makri. So mainly it's analogous to the case mentioned by the Shach. We said there is no analogy, because in the case mentioned by the Shach, so regardless of the objective facts, even if it can be established that the watch was worth $100, but still, when Shimon lent $100 to Reuven in the middle of the year, so then Reuven became indebted to the amount of $100. But if the watch was also worth $100, so there are two indebtedness. That mutual indebtedness against each other. So out of being, we can cancel out the two indebtedness. Because on the basis of the aloche, hapuch ha-matat ha-lomani. But one indebtedness, the indebtedness that is due from Reuven to Shimon, is established, that's a vada. And then, whether the other indebtedness also to the fact, it is suffering. Mashenkin here, if Rabishmai is Daniel, that she was Nenso before the Dushin, so no indebtedness ever took effect. But if we say that this kind of Mekachtoyes of the Kitz of the Kaskapsula, the Mitzitz Bulo, is like the Mekachtoyes according to Rabbi Avraham, that it's only Mekachtoyes if the husband discovers and he says he's lucky. But if the husband doesn't discover, not only if he discovers and he says he's not lucky, even if he doesn't discover at all, if it's discovered that there is death, as long as he did not say I'm lucky, so the male is not the Mekachtoyes. Why? Because there are certain people who would agree to be Mekachtoyes the Isha, even if they had known she's an Arabs. So the male is only in Mekachtoyes if upon discovering the fact. So this substantial fact, motivating substantial fact, and he says he's Makri. But if he doesn't discover, then the Yushin is affected with the Rasmatai. So maybe we can say that this is each case, that Ksuba is also like that. We see there is one Adoma who says, King Ksuba has Kas Ksuba, and it says, Bulo, Yesh Lo Ksuba. All right, we pass like the other Adoma, not like a Mecha, we pass like a Reza. The King Ksuba has Kas Ksuba, and it says, Bulo, Eno Ksuba Kwao, because it's a Mecha place. But from the fact that one Adoma says that Yesh Lo Ksuba Mono, so we certainly can come to the conclusion that this is not a universal and decisive fact, motivating factor. One Mandoma says that Yesh Lo Ksuba Mono. So you may call it the other Mandoma, but it's not a universal decisive motivating factor. So in Mele, true it's in the Kaktoes, he discovers it, and he says it is Makti. But if he doesn't say it's Makti, or if he doesn't discover it at all, if it's discovered after his death, so then it's not a Mekachtoyes. In other words, it's his saying that he's Makti that makes it into a Mekachtoyes. So mainly, if we say like that, so then it's analogous to the situation, to the case of the Shach. Because here too, there is a fear, there is no doubt of any fear. But in case it becomes established that she was named so before the Yushin, and he says, I am Makri, so that defeats this Hayat. But he has to say that he's Makri in order to defeat this Hayat. So here we can apply the Aloha and something like that. Alright, but then there is another thing in this case. Now, according to the Bishop, so So the question is, so this has nothing to do with the machlokes between Rav Huna. That has nothing to do with the machlokes between Rav Huna and the real case of Alexis Elisha, the remote of Tzulim. And he remembers Mishael Chanan and Nasti. So Gamliel says, we say Borei Mishael Borei, but according to the Sfit Londes, it's on the basis of the Yideh and Pratiho. It's on the basis of the Yideh and Pratiho. So the Yideh and Pratiho, so even without the Cheskes Avun being Yisayeh and Tanis Bov. So we also say the Yideh and Pratiho is Chayot. Now, here it's Mashma. It's Mashma. Gemara says here that the only reason as why Rav Gamliel says that he has to pay the Ksuve, and we say for him Shabbodi, because the Chazok is this Aliyah kind. But Manasseh, according to this Esri, so this has the status of Yudei and Pratiko. By Yudei and Pratiko, so without the Chazkas, Habur being this Aliyah, so we say for him. In the ordinary case of Yudei and Pratiko, there is no Chazkas Habur that is this Aliyah. And still we say that Borei Mishael Borei, whether it's because of Chazkasri or the Tasses, or because it's of the Levada and Shachses, but we say without Chazkasagu being coupled with the time is Borei. And here the Gemara spells it out explicitly that the only business why Rav Gamliel says the Menes is because the Chazkasagu is Nisayera. But according to this Esri, we don't even have the result of Chazkasagu. This is a case of an Idei Pratiko. Idei Pratiko. So that constitutes a very strong kasha against the Tisri. Now, Tesis mentions here that even Rav Yude and Rav Huna, who say that Borei Mishael is Borei only, so that's only if it's Borei Tei. And Mishael go what? What does Borei Tei mean? That the one who spends time is Borei knows that in case he's lying, so the other fellow, the mitzvah, will be makamashik. But in case of Ibori Boa, in case of Ibori Boa, like in the case in Bobakame, of Nizikim Abori Mazikim Hashemo, where the Nizik knows that even if he's lying, the Mazik might think that the Nizik is telling the truth. So then, when it's Ibori Boa, so then, even Rav Yude and Rav Huna will agree that Borei Mishael is Lavor. Now, that's in regard to Yidea and Yishayah. How about the case of the Yidea and Yitrakiho? In the case of the Yidea and Yitrakiho, so then Yishayah Mishal, is it only if it's a Borei Tei, not if it's a Borei Goa, or this Aloche of the Yidea and Yitrakiho, so Yishayah to pay, even is Borei Odi, even without the Chazkes Agu, being Yisayeya, the time is Borei, only applies to a case where the Borei is a Borei Tei, not if the Borei is a Borei Goa. Now, at that point, so the Sefer HaTrumis mentions two days, similar test, the Sefer HaTrumis, mentions two days. So, the Shite of the Sefer HaTrumis himself, is that just as in regard to an idea in Yishayati, so we pass him is the Borei is the Borei Tei and the Shem Bola, so it's Rabo. But the Shem say, many of the Shem except the Ramban, all of the Shem except the Ramban say that even Rav Yude and Rav Huna who say Borei the Shem Bola in the case of an idea in Yishayati, so only if it's a Borei Tei, not if it's a Borei Bola. So the Sefer HaTrumis says, the Sefer HaTrumis says, the same thing is true of the Yideh and Pratiho. So there, everybody agrees that Borei Odi, but that's only in the case where the Borei is a Borei Tei, not in the Borei is a Borei Goa. When we say that in Yideh and Pratiho, so it's Chai Mishalem, if Rumi says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000, and you didn't pay me a penny of the $1,000, and then Shimon says, yes, of course, you lent me $1,000, but I have a suffix. Maybe I paid you a year ago, but I'm so busy, so I can't remember it. So in that case, everybody agrees that Bodhi Shami is Bodhi. So the Sefer Truma says, that that's only if it's a Bodhi thing. Because if Rumi says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000 and you still didn't pay it, so then Rumi knows that if he's lying, so Shimon, no probability, will be Makkeh B'Shikrei. Because the average person is not so absent-minded that you could tell him all kind of facts. So the melee is a Bodhi thing, and the Shema Bahua. So then we say Bodhi Odi, by Rumi and Katiko. But if it's a Bodhi Bahua, where the Veya knows that he can tell any lie in the world to the mitzvah, and the mitzvah will not even be done in Shikrei, so there, even in the case of the Nidea in Patiko, is not going on. There's the Sivat from Shikrei. The Shikrei of the Mekiese, at the beginning of the 10th period, in Govokam, is the Kampan. That, in regard to the Nidea in Patiko, so even if it is, even if the boy is a boy of the Ua, we still say boy is a boy. But no special appear to have the shite of the Sefer HaTruma, that just as in regard to the day of Chayav, the Rebbe, the Rabbite, and the Rabbune, who say Boi B'Shem HaBorodi, so it's only if Boi, in the case of the Boi Kei, and Shem HaGoa, not in the case of a Boi Goa and Shem HaKei, so in the case of the day of Pratiho, that everybody says that Boli B'Shem is Boli Odi, so it's only if it's Boli Tev and Shema Goa, not if it's Boli Goa and Shema Tev. So in Meile, we as the Kashi against the Tisi Sri, according to Tisi Sri, so the reason as to why Amnam Nio says that that is because here it's like in Yidei and Chaticho. In Yidei and Chaticho, because in Yidei and Chaticho is based upon the Sofiyotzi Yivadai. So, the Hoboy effect is established. Here too, the Ischaios of the Ksum is established. The question is whether the Baal has his host to be Makia that she is. By saying, I Makti. So in Mele, it's analogous to Eidei in Pratiho. But if it's analogous to Eidei in Pratiho, so without recourse to the Cheskes Agum that is Isaiah, she should be the Meres. And the Gemara says, only because by having recourse to the Cheskes Agum that is coupled with the Tanis Bori of the Isha, the answer is that it's speechy to one of the Sipratulis. That just as in regard to the day of Chayav, the Alim, the Rabbi, and Rabbuna. So we say Bori Shabbat, the only if it's a Bori Tehim. So in regard to the day of Pratiho, according to everybody, that is Bori Odi, so only if it's a Bori Tehim. Not if it's a Bori Tehim. Here it's a Bori Tehim. Because the Baal is not back in the Shikrei. She can tell him everything in the world. She can tell him that she was Nenes after the years. But does he know whether she's telling the truth or not, or she's lying? So it's a Bori Gora. So maybe if it had been coupled with the Cheskes Agum, so then we wouldn't say Bori Odi. But only because it's coupled with the Cheskes Agum.